哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣看顾我们大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Thank the Lord for protecting us so that we have peace。
今天是主的圣安息日，我们一起来纪念，愿主与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
Today is a holy Sabbath. Let's remember the Lord and may the Lord bless us.
早上跟大家来学习多结果子，荣耀神。
This topic, I would like to, this morning, I would like to use this topic, bear more fruit to glorify God.
主耶稣吩咐门徒往普天下去，使万民做他的门徒。
The Lord Jesus instructed the disciples to preach the gospel all over the earth so that all nations would come to become his disciples.
同时告诉他们，凡我所吩咐你们的都要教训他们遵守。
He also instructed his disciples to teach everyone to obey what he has instructed them.
说我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
He said, I will be with you until the end of the earth.
所以今天呢，我们做主的门徒。
Therefore, today we are disciples of God.
我们一定是很高兴来遵守主耶稣所吩咐我们的。
So we definitely joyfully obey what Lord Jesus has instructed us.
主耶稣爱世上属于自己的人。
Lord Jesus loved all those who belong to him in this world.
就是爱他的门徒。
And these people are the disciples who love Lord Jesus.
主耶稣也期待我们做他的真门徒。
And Lord Jesus also hoped that we can really be his disciple.
所以他对那些相信他的人说。
Therefore he said to those who believe in him.
也就是对他的门徒说。
And he also said to his disciples.
说你们若常常遵守我的道，也就真是我的门徒。
He said, if you follow my truth, then you are really my disciples.
要做主耶稣的真门徒。
And to be a true disciple of Lord Jesus.
要常常遵守主的道。
We have to constantly follow the truth of the Lord.
那我们才能明白真理，得到自由。
Only by doing this, then we can understand the truth and receive freedom.
做一个自由的、荣耀的真门徒。
And become a true disciple that has freedom and glory.
因此主耶稣就特别吩咐门徒许多的教训。
Therefore, Lord Jesus has given his disciples many teachings.
在他要跟门徒离别之前
，Before he departed with the disciple,
有特别的教训。
He had a special teaching that he gave to them.
希望门徒来遵守。
And he hoped that the disciples could follow this teaching.
那么这一些教训都是希望门徒成为真的门徒。
And all these teachings were given to the disciples so that they can become true disciples.
真门徒就是要能荣耀神。
And a true disciple must be able to glorify God.
所以主耶稣吩咐门徒说，你们多结果子，我父就会因此得荣耀。
Therefore, Lord Jesus told the disciples, "This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit."
我们看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 15.
约翰福音十四章到十六章是主耶稣最后对门徒的嘱咐。
Chapter 14 to chapter 16 in Gospel of John is the last instructions the Lord Jesus left to his disciples.
这三章里头记载主耶稣许多宝贵的教训。
In all these three chapters, it records many precious teachings Lord Jesus is giving to the world.
里面有安慰，有应许，有吩咐。
And in these passages, there's comfort, there's promise, and there is instructions.
也有许多很重要的教训。
And there are many important teachings.
那在十五章特别提到的。
And in chapter 15, he especially mentioned.
在十四章里头是安慰与应许。
In chapter 14, there is comfort and promise.
到十五章主耶稣就提出我们要我们去努力的目标。
And starting from chapter 15, Lord Jesus has given us this goal for us to work towards.
就是要我们成为荣耀神的门徒。
And that is for us to become a disciple that glorifies God.
我们先请看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
说你们多结果子，我父啊，就因此得荣耀。
Verse 8, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit.
你们也就是我的门徒了。
Showing yourselves to be my disciples.
我们是不是主耶稣的门徒？
Are we disciples of Lord Jesus?
要根据什么来判断？
How can we judge this?
不是说，哇，我已经受洗了。
It's not saying that you're baptized and you are.
这个只是一个表面。
This is just on the surface.
主耶稣很重视，我们是不是他的门徒？
Lord Jesus really cared whether we are his true disciples or not.
是不是真的门徒？
Are we his true disciples?
这里很清楚。
Here it records clearly.
怎么样的门徒才真正算为主的门徒？
What type of disciples have true discipleship?
如果我们多结果子，荣耀神。
If we bear much fruit to glorify God.
主耶稣就承认我们是他的门徒了。
Then Lord Jesus would admit that we are his disciples.
所以我们要做主的真门徒。
Therefore, we must be true disciples of Lord.
我们要努力多结果子来荣耀神。
We must put in much effort to bear much fruit so that we can glorify God.
换一句话说啊，也就是说多结荣耀神的果子。
In other words, we must bear these fruit that can glorify God.
那主耶稣特别啊，十五章第一节到第七节就告诉我们怎么样成为多结果子荣耀神的门徒。
In chapter 15 from verse 1 to 7 Lord Jesus tells us how to be a true disciple who can bear fruit to glorify God.
所以这一段的教训很宝贵。
Therefore this passage contains very precious teaching.
如果我们明白这一段的教训，
If we understand this teaching,
我们也遵守这一段的教训，
And we follow this teaching,
我们每一个弟兄姐妹都会成为多结果子荣耀神的门徒。
Then all brothers and sisters can become disciples that bear much fruit to glorify God.
我们从第一节来看。
Let's start reading from verse 1.
说我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
Verse 1, I'm the true vine and my father is the gardener.
这里提到主耶稣说他是真葡萄树。
Here he mentioned that Lord Jesus said, I am the true vine.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
为什么说他是真葡萄树？
What did Lord Jesus say, I am the true vine?
在第五节这里说，
In verse 5 it says,
说我是葡萄树。
Lord Jesus said, I am the vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
我们跟主耶稣基督的关系，
Our relationship with Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督是葡萄树。
It's one that Lord Jesus is the true vine.
那我们就是树上的枝子。
And we are the branches.
那枝子就是要结果子的。
And as branches, we must bear fruit.
但是这个树干，主耶稣是这一棵树。
But Lord Jesus is the vine.
我们没有个弟兄姐妹是树上的枝子。
And all brothers and sisters are branches attached to this vine.
我们看到葡萄啊，结果子都是在枝子。
When we see the branches bear fruits, a vine bear grapes, we can see that all the grapes are on the branches.
所以这个葡萄树的目的是要让它的枝子多结果子。
Therefore, the purpose of the vine is for the branches to bear much fruit.
主耶稣救赎我们的目的啊，就是要我们成为多结果子的门徒。
And the purpose for Lord Jesus to redeem us is so that we can have become disciples that bear much fruit.
那他既然是真葡萄树，
And since he is the true vine,
我们就是真门徒了。
Then we are the true disciples.
如果我们实在是连接在主耶稣这个树上的，
If we are truly attached to Lord Jesus, this vine,
我们应该都成为多结果子的枝子。
Then we should all become branches that bear much fruit.
连属在耶稣基督的这棵树上的枝子。
And the branches that is attached to the vine, Lord Jesus.
天父就会栽培他。
And the Heavenly Father will take care of these branches.
这里说我父是栽培的人。
Here it tells us, Lord Jesus said, my Father is the gardener.
今天是谁在栽培我们？
Today, who is cultivating us?
如果我们真的连在耶稣的身上，
If we are truly attached to Lord Jesus,
谁会来照顾我们？
Who will take care of us?
谁会来栽培我们？
Who will cultivate us?
天父
Lord Jesus, our Heavenly Father.
我们愿意接受他的栽培吗？
Are we willing to be nourished by him?
我们可以得到他的栽培吗？
Can we receive his cultivation?
天父是怎么样来栽培我们？
How does the Heavenly Father cultivate us?
感谢神。
Thank God.
天父实在太爱我们。
The Heavenly Father truly loves us dearly.
今天我信了耶稣基督。
Today I believe in Lord Jesus.
我做神的儿女。
I become the children of God. And this is very precious. Because Lord Jesus will nourish me until today. I accept this cultivation from the Lord. And I'm very joyful. I feel very blessed. I'm very happy. I lack nothing. I do not see anything
in
people. I see Father.
在天父里面的这些
and all these in the Father,
都是神可爱的儿女
and all those remain in the Father are lovely children.
都一样
We do not distinguish ourselves, we're all the same.
天父的栽培最宝贵
and the cultivation from the Heavenly Father is the most precious.
我们如果要做真门徒
If we are to be true disciples,
一定要接受天父的栽培
We must accept the cultivation from the Lord.
很可惜的，我们看到一些人不愿意接受天父的栽培。
But unfortunately, a lot of people are not willing to accept this cultivation.
所以从这个树上脱落了。
Therefore, they fell off the vine.
被剪掉。
And they were cut off.
有些被风打下来了。
And some were blown down by the wind.
有些枯干了。
And some withered.
有些被剪掉了。
And some were cut off.
很可惜的。
This is quite pitiful.
我们看到天父怎么栽培我。
Let's see how the Heavenly Father cultivates us.
第二节
Verse 2.
主耶稣说凡属我不结果子的枝子他就剪去凡结果子的他就修理干净使枝子结果子更多
Verse 2. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will bear even more fruit, it will be even more fruitful.
主耶稣先告诉我们，天父是栽培的人。
Lord Jesus first tells us the Heavenly Father is the gardener.
那我们可以从旧约选民看到神怎么栽培他们。
And from the Old Testament, from the chosen ones, we can see how the Lord nourishes and cultivates them.
神怎么样将他们从埃及带出来
？How the Lord took them out of Egypt.
怎么样在旷野养活他们，带领他们
？And how God fed them in the wilderness and took care of them.
40年没有种，没有收。
In 40 years, they did not plant anything.
40年呢
？40 years.
吃玛纳。
They ate manna.
40年在旷野走路。
And they walked 40 years in the wilderness.
云柱火柱啊，带领他们。
The pillars of clouds and fire guided them.
在旷野啊，如果没有云柱啊，就会晒死。
Without the pillars of cloud in the wilderness, they will be burned by the sun.
因为白天太阳很厉害。
Because during the daytime, the sun is quite hot.
我们看约拿就知道。
If we look at the example of Jonah.
晒了一天就昏掉了，都要求死了。
And he was walking in the wilderness for one day, and he fainted, and he wished that he would die.
但是神用云柱啊，好像一个大伞一样。把他的百姓都遮住了。
But God used this pillar of cloud, like an umbrella to cover his chosen people.
我们如果到以色列那旷野的地方去就会知道。
If we visit a wilderness in Israel, then we'll know this.
在太阳底下非常热。
Under the sun is really hot.
但是在树荫底下就很凉爽。
But if you're under a shadow, under shade of the trees, then it's quite cool.
这个差别非常大。
It's quite a big difference.
神就用云柱遮住他们。
Therefore, God used this pillar of cloud to cover them.
虽然四十年走旷野路很凉爽。
So even they walked in the wilderness for 40 years, they did not feel it's too hot.
白天啊就很冷。
About.
晚上就很冷。
And the nighttime is really chilling.
那个云柱就发光，变成火柱。
And the pillar of cloud would turn into a pillar of fire.
所以他们就很温暖。
And so they will be warm.
就是这样在照顾啊， 带领他们。
And this is how God took care of His chosen people and guided them.
云柱火柱带领他们四十年在旷野。
He used the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire to guide them for 40 years in the wilderness.
天父在栽培他们。
The Lord was cultivating them.
在四十年训练他们。
In these 40 years, He was training them.
让他们成为耶和华的军队。
So that they can become soldiers of Lord Jesus.
可以为神打美好的仗。
So that they can fight the good fight for the Lord.
进迦南地承受神所应许。
So that they can enter the land of Canaan and receive the promise.
这就是神的栽培。
This is the cultivation of God.
今天神怎么栽培我？
Today, how does God cultivate us?
云柱火柱是什么？
What are the pillars of fire and cloud we have today?
就是圣灵。
That's the Holy Spirit.
天父啊，今天就用圣灵来栽培我们。
Today, the Heavenly Father used the Holy Spirit to teach us.
就是神所应许的。
And this is the promise of God.
所以主耶稣在十四章这个地方说。
Therefore, in chapter 14, Lord Jesus said.
告诉门徒说，你们不要忧愁。
He told the disciples not to worry.
我去之后要求父，父会另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
So after I leave, I'll ask the Father to give you another counselor.
就是真理的圣灵。
And that is the Spirit of the truth.
他来了，要永远与你们同在。
And he will abide with you forever.
天父要怎么样与我们同在？
How does the Heavenly Father be with us?
主耶稣要怎么样与我们同在？
How does Lord Jesus abide with us?
借着所差来的保惠师，真理的圣灵。
And he would do this through the counselor, the precious Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说，我们若遵守他的吩咐啊，他就与我们同在，直到世界末了。
Lord Jesus said, if you obey my command, I'll be with you until the end of the world.
所以今天天父啊要栽培我们。
Therefore, today the Heavenly Father wants to cultivate us.
就借着与我们同在的圣灵啊来栽培我们。
Therefore, through the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, He cultivates us.
我们看十四章的二十六节。
Please read chapter 14, verse 26.
十四章的二十六节。
Chapter 14, verse
26. 这里说保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵。他要将一切的事指教你们，并要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
25. All this I have spoken while still with. Oh, sorry, verse 26. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
天父啊，因为主耶稣基督成全救恩、复活、升天了。
And the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ fulfilled salvation and has ascended into heaven.
所以因为主耶稣这个得胜的名啊，赐下圣灵来。
And because of Jesus, this victorious name, He gave us Holy Spirit.
来跟门徒永远同在。
So that He can abide with the disciples forever.
要做什么？
And what is this for?
要将一切的事指教门徒。
So that He will, the Holy Spirit will teach the disciples all things.
我们要接受天父的栽培。
If we were to accept the cultivation of the Heavenly Father,
我们就要接受圣灵的指教。
Then we must accept the teachings the Holy Spirit is giving us.
那既然提到指教，
And since here it talks about
这个圣灵是奉差遣来与我们同在。
And this Holy Spirit was sent to be with us.
做我们的老师。
To be our teacher.
那老师是怎么样指教我们？
And how does the teacher teach us?
学生有问题。
If a student have a question,
向老师提出来啊。
Then you ask the teacher.
老师一定会指教你。
And the teacher will teach you for sure.
如果学生都不问他。
If the student does not ask at all.
从来不提出问题。
Never raise a question.
那怎么指教？
Then how does the teacher teach?
所以这种指教是出于我们主动的。
Therefore, to receive this teaching, we must be proactive.
我们愿意向他请教。
If we're willing to ask him.
所以圣灵啊，神既然差圣灵来与我们同在。
So since God sent us the Holy Spirit to be with us.
要栽培我们，要教导我们。
To cultivate us, to teach us.
那我们愿意接受他的指教吗？
But are we willing to accept the teachings given to us?
那就看我们自己啊。
Then we have to search our heart.
因为圣灵已经给了。
Because we already have the Holy Spirit.
神该做的已经做了。
God has done what he has to do.
现在愿意不愿意接受他的指教？
Then are we willing to accept the teachings?
那就看我们自己。
It is up to us.
所以今天呢，我们要做真门徒。
Therefore, today we must be true disciples.
一定要虚心的来谦卑的接受圣灵的指教。
And to be true disciples, we must have a humble heart and to accept the teachings of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就住在我们里头。
Then the Holy Spirit will dwell in us.
这个是最直接的。
This is the most direct.
神栽培我们就是这样的直接。
This is how direct God is when He is trying to cultivate us.
世上任何的老师都不可能这样做。
No teacher of this world can teach us this way.
没有这么方便。
It's not so convenient.
这一位老师。
This teacher.
保惠师。
The counselor.
永远与我们同在。
Will be with us forever.
随时随地都可以指教我们。
He'll constantly teaching us.
所以我们应当晓得。
Therefore, we should know.
来向圣灵请教。求他指教我们。
We should present our questions to the Holy Spirit and ask Him to teach us.
他要将一切的事指教我们。
Here it tells us He will teach us all things.
主耶稣对门徒说
，Lord Jesus said to the disciples,
你们被抓去呀，不用担心。
If you are captured, do not worry.
不用忧虑。
Do not fear.
也不要事先说，哎呀，我苏利说我要说要说什么话。
And do not, you don't have to prepare beforehand what you have to say.
你们放心。
Take heart.
到时候我就赐给你们当说的话。
At that time, the words will be given to you.
因为啊，圣灵在你们里头。
Because the Holy Spirit is in you.
代替你们说话。
And the Holy Spirit will speak for you.
不但代替我们说话。
Not only the Holy Spirit will speak for you.
当我们想要祷告的时候。
When we want to pray.
他代替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit will pray for you.
因为我们不会。
Because we don't know how.
什么都代替。
And Holy Spirit does everything for us.
祷告都代替。
Even pray for us.
说话也代替。
Speak for us.
做事情也代替。
And do things for us.
我们愿意不愿意？
But are we willing to let Him?
如果我们愿意，
If we're willing,
一定是多结果子。
Then we will bear much fruit.
所以今天我们要懂得怎么样来靠圣灵。
Therefore today we have to know how to rely on the Holy Spirit.
不是靠人的聪明智慧。
And do not rely on the wisdom and intelligence of man.
世上的人要比说谁高谁低。
In this world, if we were to compare who,
谁比较能干，谁比较差劲。
Who is more capable, who is more talented.
所以高高低低的。
And then if we compare this way, then we separate.
在神的家里头没有高高低低。
Then we separate ourselves into different levels, but in the household of God.
都是神所爱的门徒。
We should not have such thing. We're all beloved disciples of Lord Jesus.
今天我们是接受天父的栽培。
Today we accept the cultivation of the Heavenly Father.
天父爱我们每一个门。
The Heavenly Father loves us all.
所以他每一个枝子他都要修剪干净。
Therefore he prunes all branches.
让它结果子更多。
So that the branch will be even more fruitful.
所以圣灵会修剪。
Therefore Holy Spirit prunes.
那圣灵怎么样修剪我们？
And how does the Holy Spirit prunes us?
圣灵在我们里头他会感动。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us and He will move us.
十六章。
Let's read chapter 16.
十六章。
Chapter 16.
第八节。
Verse
8. 约翰福音十六章第八节。
Gospel of John chapter 16 verse 8.
说他来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。这里说圣灵来了之后。
Here it tells us when Holy Spirit comes.
那是因为领受了圣灵。
And when we receive Holy Spirit.
因为知道自己的罪。
Because we know our sin.
你做错了，你就会知道。
And if we do something wrong, we know.
做的对，你也知道。
And we do something right, we know also.
如果你不悔改，受审判。
If you do not repent and face the judgment.
自己责备自己。
Then you will rebuke yourself.
因为圣灵就在里头。
Because the Holy Spirit is in you.
会让我们知道。
And so we will know.
是非对错很清楚的。
We will know clearly what is right, what is wrong.
如果没有圣灵像世人呢，他自己想的就是对的。
If the Holy Spirit does not show the people of this world, then whatever we think is right. 尤其现在的人
呢，都是自我为中心的。
Especially now, the people of this world are very self-centered.
为什么两个人会争吵？
Why would people quarrel?
因为他说他对，他说他对啊。
Because this one party would say that he's right and the other one.
谁对啊？
We also think he's right.
打死了两个人都对。
But who is right? If they fight to the end, they would still think they're both right.
全对也全错。
But they could both be wrong too.
因为他不知道到底谁是对谁错啊。
Because they do not know who is right, who is wrong.
但是圣灵来了就很清楚了。
But when the Holy Spirit comes, then everything will be clear.
所以在教会里面就没有争吵。
Therefore, there is no quarrel in church.
因为不是你对，不是我对。
Because it's not that you are right or I'm right. Because Holy Spirit is right.
圣灵一来就很清楚。
When Holy Spirit comes, everything will be clear.
对错就很清楚了。
Right and wrong will be clear.
所以教会里面没有争吵。
Therefore, there is no dissension in church.
这个是不一样的地方。
This is how we're different.
社会上一定有争吵。
In society, there will be.
但是教会里面有圣灵不会有。
There will be arguments in society, but in church, if we have the because we have the Holy Spirit, then we'll not have arguments.
如果我们多接受天父的栽培
，If we all accept the cultivation from the Heavenly Father, then nothing will happen.
教会就是神的家。
Because the church is the house of God.
所以今天我们要懂得。
Therefore, today we must know.
怎么样来接受天父的栽培
？We must know how to accept the cultivation from Heavenly Father.
谦卑在神的面前。
We must be humble and come in front of God.
接受圣灵的指教。
And to accept the teachings from the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说，还要叫我们想起主耶稣对门徒所说的一切的话。
Lord Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will remind us of everything Lord Jesus said to the disciples.
想起主耶稣的话要做什么？
And what is this for, to remember the words of Lord Jesus? Because once we remember the words of Lord Jesus, then we know what to do.
到底我怎么做才对呢?
Then what exactly is what we have to do?
这个事情要怎么办呢?
And how should we solve this?
想起耶稣的教训。
Then we remember the teachings of Lord Jesus.
对，应该这么做。
Then we'll know, yes, this is the way we should do it.
不是我想到自己的，不是自己想的。
It does not come from ourselves. It's not our own.
不是想到别人说的。
It's not our own way of thinking. It's not someone else's way of thinking.
想到主耶稣的教训。
It's that we remember the teachings of Lord Jesus.
想到主耶稣对门徒所吩咐的话。
Remember the instructions Lord Jesus gave to the disciples.
这个就是指示我们怎么做。
And this teaches us what to do.
所以今天我们在教会里面。
Therefore, today in church.
是根据主的吩咐做事情的。
If we do things according to the instruction Lord has left us,
不是根据我们自己所想到。
Or do we do it according to our own way of thinking?
如果我们接受圣灵的指教，
If we accept the teaching from the Holy Spirit,
圣灵会让我们想起主耶稣的教训。
Then the Holy Spirit will remind us of the teachings of Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的教训当时是当面讲给门徒听的。
At that time, Lord Jesus spoke of the teaching directly to the disciples.
现在更方便是写在圣经让我们看的。
Now it's even more convenient. The teachings are written in the Bible and we can read it.
我们学习圣经的教训。
We read the truth from the Bible.
我们看了，我们听了。
And we read it, we hear about it.
圣灵会让我们想起来。
Then the Holy Spirit will remind us.
我们碰到这个事情怎么办？
When we encounter a problem, what do we do?
我们求圣灵指教我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to teach us.
神的话就想起来。
Then we remember the words of God.
该怎么做？
What we should do.
我们就知道。
Then we know.
这个就是天父的栽培。
This is the cultivation of Heavenly Father.
要让我们结果子。
So that we bear fruit.
所以今天呢，我们一定要顺服圣灵。
Therefore today we must submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
靠圣灵行事。
Rely on the Holy Spirit to do things.
就能多结果子。
By doing that, we will bear much fruit.
我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
先看第十六节。
Let's read verse 16 first.
所以我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Verse 16, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
我们不能结果子是因为啊，顺从这个肉体的情欲。
We cannot bear fruit because we follow the desires of the sinful nature.
那今天我们接受圣灵了。
Today we accept the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意顺服圣灵的指教。
We're willing to live by the Spirit and follow its teaching.
就不会放纵肉体的情欲。
Then we'll not live to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
那就会顺从圣灵，就结出圣灵的果子来。
If we live by the Spirit, we'll bear the fruit of the Spirit.
所以二十二节说，圣灵所结的果子就是这些。
Therefore, in verse 22, it listed the fruit of the Spirit.
就是有圣灵才能结出来的果子。
And this fruit comes only from the Holy Spirit.
是靠圣灵的指教所结出来的果子。
This fruit comes from the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
看二十五节。
Let's read verse 25.
说我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
Verse 25, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
所以天父是叫圣灵来，就是要让我们靠着圣灵来多结果子。
Therefore, the Heavenly Father sends us the Holy Spirit so that we may rely on the Holy Spirit to bear much fruit.
结出圣灵的果子来。So
that we have the fruit of the Spirit.
看回来，约翰福音15章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 15.
所以保罗啊，他勉励我们要体贴圣灵啊，顺服圣灵。Therefore,
Paul encourages to follow the Spirit.
靠圣灵行事。And
rely on the Holy Spirit to do things.
那么我们就可以多结果实了。Then
we can bear much fruit.
看回了15章第2节。Turn
back to chapter 15, verse 2.
这里说天父要修剪干净。
Here it tells us the Heavenly Father will prunes.
这个枝子要结果子更多，要修剪干净。
And for a branch to bear more fruit, he must be pruned.
如果我们结果子,
if we are to bear fruit,
第一个条件就是你一定要结出果子来。
The first criteria is that you must bear fruit.
天父看到，哎，这个枝子是可以会结果子的枝子。
And when the Father sees that this branch can bear fruit,
他就不会剪掉。
And he will not cut off the branch.
这是第一步啊，最起码的。
This is the first, the most basic step.
如果这个枝子今年不结，哎，为什么不结果子呢？不结果他会剪掉。
If this branch does not bear fruit, and the Heavenly Father sees that it does not bear fruit, he will cut it off.
这个是一定要知道哈。
We must know this.
我们看到很多被剪掉了。
We see that many branches have been cut off.
受洗的很多啊。
Many have been baptized.
被剪掉了也不少。
Many have been cut off.
感谢神，我们都还留着。
Thank God we remain here.
算是会结果子的枝子。
That means we are branches that can bear fruit.
但是会结果子的枝子呢，天父就特别要修剪了。
But if you are a branch that can bear fruit, the Father will prune you.
这个修剪跟剪掉是不一样的。Prune
is different from cutting off.
剪掉就完蛋了。
If you're cut off, then you're doomed.
修剪就好，就是栽培了。And
prune is good, that means he's cultivating you.
所以我们愿意接受天父的修剪。
That means, so if we're willing to accept and being pruned by the Father,
把那些不好的剪掉。
And all the bad habits we have are being cut off.
成为干净的枝子呢，结果子更多。
Then we'll be a clean branch and we'll bear much fruit.
这个是进一步啊，我们接受天父的栽培。
That means we take another step to accept the cultivation of.
那天父怎么样修剪我们？
Then how does the Father prune us?
第三节。Verse 3. 说现在啊，你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
Verse 3, you are already clean because the word I have spoken to you.
天父，因为耶稣基督所讲给门徒的道，就干净了。We're
clean because of the truth spoken from the Heavenly Father through the Lord Jesus to the disciples.
主耶稣讲给门徒的道是什么道？
What is this truth given to the disciples by Lord Jesus?
我们看14章的24节。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse 24.
14章24节。
Chapter 14, verse 24.
不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道，不是我的，乃是差我来者之父的道。
Verse 24, he who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me.
接受天父的修剪
Accept being pruned by the Father
所以主耶稣讲给门徒的道就是天父的道
Therefore the truth Lord Jesus told the disciples is the truth of the Father
目的啊就是在做修剪的功夫
And this is for pruning
我们看有些人在听道理啊
We see that when some people listen to the truth
是不是在接受修剪
And they are accept being cleaned by God
有些人听了他心里面呢 他是不服的
And some people they are not willing to accept
会不会去做修剪
And can this person be pruned
他不会接受修剪
Then he will not accept being cleaned
有时候你听了他就会接受了
And some people when they hear the truth they will accept
他就接受天父的修剪
And that means this person accept being cleaned by God And he will be cleaner
结果就会更多了
And he will bear much fruit
这个听道很重要
Therefore, it's very important to listen to the truth.
到底听什么道?
And what is this truth that we have to listen to?
我们看 帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
十三节
，verse 13，
二章十三节
，chapter 2 verse 13。
保罗在这里写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会啊，对他们说啊，我们也不住的感谢神，因为你们听见我们所传神的道，就领受了。
Here Paul wrote to the church of the Thessalonians and said that they're thankful because they heard the word of God and accepted.
那这是怎么领受的？
And how did they accept the word of God?
这个很重要。
This is very important.
说不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。
Here it says that they do not see it as the teachings of men, but the teachings of God.
这样才会得到天父的栽培。
And only...By having this mindset, then you can be cultivated by the Father.
如果认为是人的道，哎，保罗讲的道，哎，不错啊，保罗很有学问啊。
If you think that this is teaching of man, and you hear, for example, you hear the teaching of Paul, and they will say that Paul is very educated.
哇，非常欣赏啊，保罗很有口才，很有智慧，哇，这个保罗真好。
And they'll admire how Paul is very eloquent and very educated, and they will think Paul is great.
啊、欣赏完了就没有事了。
And after they have this admiration, they do not do anything.
什么功效都不会有。
There will be no effect.
那你去修剪，剪不了。
Then if the father wants to prune them, then he could not.
世上的学问一样的。
The knowledge of this world is the same.
虽然得了很多的学问。
Even you gain much knowledge.
但是在这上头，灵性上是没有什么造就的。
But it does you no good spiritually.
如果我们是领受的是神的道。
If what we accept is the truth of God,
啊，不是人的道。
Not the truth of man.
那功效就会来了。
Then efficacy will come.
那修剪的功效一定会产生的。
Because you will have this effect of cleaning.
好，所以下面说这个道啊，实在是神的道。
So here later on tells us that this truth is the truth of God.
并且、啊、运行在你们信的人心中。
And it works in the heart of those who believes.
这个道的功效就出来。
And the efficacy of this truth comes.
就在我们里头啊，产生修剪的功效。
So that you have this effect of cleaning in your heart.
它的功效就使我们圣洁，除掉一切不好的意念。
And the effect is that we be holy and be apart from all the sinful desires.
这个人最可怕的就是心，这个心呢、啊。
And our heart is actually the most terrifying part.
所以人心比万物都诡诈。
Because we are more cunning.
人自己都不知道自己想的是什么。
As humans, we don't know what we're thinking.
像主耶稣的门徒啊。
Just like the disciples of Lord Jesus.
约翰、雅各。
John and James.
跟主耶稣到撒玛利亚。
They went to Samaria with Lord Jesus.
撒玛利亚人不接待主耶稣。
And the Samaritans will not welcome Lord Jesus.
他就祷告说：“你要像我们像这个以利亚。”求天上神降火下来烧掉这些人。
So they told Lord Jesus, we must pray like Elijah and ask the Lord to send down fires to punish them.
从他们的角度想，我们多么爱主。
And from their perspective, they thought we love God so much.
我们是多么热心。
We are so zealous.
没有错啊。
That's indeed true.
但是主耶稣哇。
But Lord,
你们不知道啊，你们的心你们不晓得啊，你们。
Lord Jesus, but Lord Jesus said, "You do not know your heart."
我来不是要灭人的，我要救人的。
I do not come to destroy mankind. I come to save them.
今天我们会看到这样的门徒啊。
Today we see disciples like this.
哎，不知道我们的心到底想什么。
We do not know what our mind is thinking.
我们到底做主的门徒想到哪里去了？
We are disciples of God, but what are we thinking?
我们自己都不能了解自己。
We can't even understand ourselves.
说到好的方面。
And talk about the good part.
彼得、约翰、雅各跟主耶稣在山上。
Peter, John, and James followed Lord Jesus to the mountain.
看到主的荣耀。
They saw the glory of God.
说主啊，我们在这里人了，搭三座棚，我们住在这边了。
And he said, Lord, it's good for us to be here. Build three tents and we'll live here.
哪里有这么自私的？那下面还有那些门徒怎么办？
How can they be so selfish? How about the disciples at the foot of the mountain?
我们都是单单想单方面。
We only think in one direction.
但是想到自己好就好了。
We think about what is good for us, and that's it.
圣经在说，他们彼得不知道自己在说什么。
The Bible tells us Peter did not know what he was saying.
神的荣耀一盖他就害怕了。
So when the glory of God comes to him, he feared.
所以从那云里头的声音说，这是我的子，要听从他。
Therefore, from the cloud, there is a voice said, "This is my son; you must obey him."
听从主耶稣的，不是自己乱想的。
You must obey what Lord Jesus said, not something you think of yourself.
今天我们要听从主耶稣。
Today we must obey Lord Jesus.
不是自己想。
Not something we think of ourselves.
所以在这里告诉我们。
Therefore, here it tells us.
我们听了神的道，神的道就会在心里头运行，告诉我们我们该做什么。
After we listen to the truth of God will work in us so that we know what to do.
就不是我们自己想的了。
Then it no longer comes from us.
我们的心呢、啊，就是神的道运行在心中。
Then the word of God works in our heart.
心中有神的道在运行。
And in our heart there is the word of God working.
就不再是我的思想了。
Then our thoughts are no longer ours.
思想就是一种运行啊，一种思想。
And so the thought that works in our mind.
现在我们的思想变成神的思想了。
And now the thought becomes the thought of God.
那就好了。
Then everything will be good.
我们每个人听的道理都一样吗？
We all receive the same truth.
都是神的道吗？
It's the truth of God.
那不是人的道就不会一样。
If it's the truth of man, then it will be different.
每一个人讲的都不一样。
Everyone will speak of a different truth.
因为是神的道，每个人讲都一样。
But if it's the truth of God, then every speaker will speak the same way.
今天我们呢讲神的道。
Today we preach the truth of God.
主耶稣来讲神的道。
Lord Jesus came to preach the truth of God.
今天圣灵在我们里头也是讲神的道。
Today the Holy Spirit working us to teach us the truth of God.
我们就是造就我们每一个人。
So that we may edify everyone.
就是天父要栽培我们。
This is because the Father wants to cultivate us.
使我们干净。
So that we may be clean.
啊，结果子更多。
Bear much fruit.
所以我们应该要啊，接受天父的栽培。
Therefore, we should accept this cultivation from the Father.
听到的心就很重要。
Therefore, our heart, when we listen to the truth, is very important.
我们看使徒行传第十章。
Please turn to Acts of Apostles.
这个虔诚的人在听到是不一样的。
It's different when a faithful person is listening to the truth.
不管是谁讲道。
No matter who is giving the sermon.
我们注意听神的道就对。
As long as we pay attention to the truth of God, then it's right.
我们看使徒行传第十章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 10.
第十章记载这个哥尼流啊，是一位虔诚的人。
In chapter 10, he records a person, Cornelius, he is a faithful man.
敬畏神，常常祷告神。
He feared God and he prayed constantly to God.
有多多的周济百姓。
And he gave a lot of charity.
所以神啊，纪念他的善行。
Therefore, the Lord remembered his good deeds.
纪念他的祷告。
Remembered his prayer.
啊，吩咐他呢，要去请彼得来。
So the Lord instructed him to invite Peter.
他马上就遵照天使的吩咐啊，去请彼得来。
So he immediately followed the instruction of the angel and invited Peter over.
彼得有话要告诉他们。
He said Peter had something to say to them.
当彼得来了之后，
When Peter came,
我看到三十三节。
Let's read verse 33.
说所以我立时打发人去请你来，你来了很好啊。现今呢，我们多在神的面前，要听主所吩咐你的一切话。这个是哥尼流啊，他听到的精神。
Verse 33 shows how Cornelius heard the truth and accepted.
当彼得到他家的时候，他说：“你来了，很好。”
When Peter went to his house, he has this good attitude, saying, "It's good for you to come."
现在我们都在神面前，要听主所吩咐你的一切话。
Now we're all here in the presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us.
这个就是听神的道。
This is listening to the truth of God.
接受天父的栽培。
And accept cultivation of the Father.
所以当彼得啊，就开始啊啊，对他们啊讲话。
So when Peter began to speak,
把神的道告诉他们。
And told them the truth of God.
听完了道理，圣灵就降下来了。
And after they heard the truth, the Holy Spirit came to them.
他们领受圣灵。
They accepted the Holy Spirit.
得到天父的栽培
and receive cultivation of the Father.
所以今天我们听道
Therefore today when we hear truth,
我们要领受天父的道
We must receive the truth of God.
天父借着讲道的人
Through the speaker,
圣灵啊，把当说的话告诉我们
Our Father through the speaker let the Holy Spirit teach us all things.
我们要听神的道
We must listen to the truth of God.
领受神的道
We must accept the truth of God.
我们就会得到栽培
Then we'll be cultivated.
看希伯来书第四章
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章
Hebrews chapter 4.
第二节
Verse 2.
说因为有福音传给我们像传给他们一样只是所听见的道与他们无异因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和
Verse 2 For we also have had the gospel preached to us just as they did but the message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard did not combine it with faith
听到要用信心
When we listen to the truth we must listen to it with faith
领受神的道一定是用信心
To receive the truth of God we must have faith
听人的道就不必用信心了。
To listen to the truth of man, we do not need faith.
用人的智慧。
We have to use the wisdom of man.
听了刚刚这个道理，哎，这个讲的啊，通不通
？And we hear the sermon and we say, is it reasonable?
我能不能接受
？Can we accept it?
用我们的智慧去判断。
And with our knowledge, we try to judge if it's
acceptable. 听人的道是这样子的。
This is how we listen to the teachings of man.
不能随便听就随便就想就接受了。
You cannot accept it carelessly.
因为人的道啊，是要经过我们用人的智慧去判断。
Because the teachings of man must be accepted only after we have judged it with our wisdom.
但是我们听圣经神的道就不一样。
But when we listen to the truth in the Bible, the truth of God.
如果也用我们的智慧去判断。
Then we should have a different attitude if we also use our wisdom to judge the truth.
这个合理，我才可以接受。
And only when we think this is logical, then we accept it.
那就完蛋了。
Then you're doomed.
那就得不到栽培了。
Then you would not be cultivated.
所以这里说啊，很多人听了道理。
Therefore, here it tells us many have heard.
没有信心来调和是得不到益处的。
Many have heard the truth, but without the faith to be combined with this truth, then it's of no value.
我也看到不少这样的人。
I have seen many believers like this.
听了道理没有得到益处。
After they heard the truth, they received no value.
但有些人听了道理啊，得到很大的造就。
But some, when they heard the truth, they were greatly edified.
同样的道理。
It's the same truth.
但是有些人就没有得到益处。
But some received no value.
有些人得到很大的造就
And some were greatly edified
这个是常常可以发现
We can see this is quite common
所以今天呢我们要怎么样接受天父的栽培
Therefore today how do we receive this cultivation from the Father
两件事情很重要
There's two very important points
要靠圣灵
First rely on the Holy Spirit
要用凭着信心
Two with faith
来领受神的道
To accept the truth of God
那么天父啊就会使我们干干净净，结果就更多。
Then the Heavenly Father will clean us and let us be clean and bear much fruit.
这是最基本的。
This is the most basic.
接受天父的栽培。
Accept the cultivation of the Father.
我们一定会多结果子。
And then we will bear fruit.
让天父啊得到荣耀。
So the Father will be glorified.